Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Greg Squirrel Show. It is 9 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, as I'm calling it, the day after. That's right, last night was the college football championship game. I don't even remember the official title. Needless to say, I was a little bit disappointed, but we'll touch on that in a minute. Right now, we want to say hello to some of our great sponsors out there: Cherokee Entertainment, Mobile DJ, and Karaoke Services. For all your mobile DJ and karaoke needs, private parties, weddings, proms, you name it, they do it. Cherokee Entertainment, Mobile DJ Services. You can get a hold of them at 888-361-8725. Or if you're local in the Fayetteville, Farmington, Arkansas area, or Northwest Arkansas, you can call them at 479-236-1007. That is Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. I also want to say thank you to Nate Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. If you get in trouble and you need an attorney for all your legal needs, get a hold of Nate Hendrickson, Muskogee, Oklahoma, attorney at law. Got the chat room up and running. If there's something you want to talk about, feel free to call in 323-642-1128. 323-642-1128. Like I say, we got the chat room up and running, so feel free to jump in there. Jump into chat room, leave a comment or message anything we talk about today. All right. I also want to say thank you to Max Sunglasses, being an official sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. If you're looking for a great pair of shades, I could hook you up. Give me a call at 479-267-1843. I can hook you up with a set of Max sunglasses. It's all about the amber high-def lenses with Max sunglasses. All right, I'm trying to remember everybody else I need to say thank you to. Oh, yeah. If you're wanting to lose weight, get healthy, get that bikini body ready. Spring break is just around the corner. Hard to believe. That's right. Get a hold of the folks with Fayetteville Nutrition, Nutrition Hog, Moxie Nutrition, Live Right Nutrition, I think that's still their name, Native Nutrition, Stillwell, Oklahoma, and all the great Herbalife Fayetteville Nutrition members and families. All right, once again, like I say, we're talking first thing right out of the bag, we are talking about the football playoff. The championship game was last night, and I gotta say, I was shocked. I actually had Oregon pick to win that game, but Ohio State. And I guess this is what you gotta look at. Even though it was a Big 12 team, or not Big 12, Big 12, Big 10, whatever the heck they are, there's conferences changing names every day. You got to remember, Urban Meyer at one time was a Southeast Conference coach. So that was basically a Southeast Conference offense running all over the Pac-12. So I think that's pretty sweet. Even though I did have the Bucks, even though I did have the Ducks pick to win, my congratulations goes out to Urban Meyer and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Want to get your comments and opinions on the ball game? 323-642-1128. Feel free to call in right here on the Greg Sproul Show. Also want to get my listeners' opinion on what happened in the Dallas-Green Bay game. I don't care what you say. That should have been a touchdown for the Cowboys. And I'm not saying it because I'm a Cowboys fan. But it just is what it is. Dez Bryant caught the ball. He was controlling that ball. He made a football move to score the touchdown. The ball never touched the ground. You look at the replays, and there was the one most defining replay they showed when it showed it from an end zone camera, and it was blatant and obvious. Dez Bryant caught the ball. He was controlling the ball. He made a football move to get the ball into the end zone. The ball bounced off his forearm up in the air, and it bounced right back into Dez Bryant's hands. 323-642-1128. Get your comments and opinions on that. Want to briefly touch on some MMA stuff. Got some great local MMA events coming up around the corner this weekend. Brawl Inc. Branson, Missouri has a big event coming up there. You can get ticket information and more information about that big upcoming event, Branson, Missouri Brawl Inc. this weekend. Got two big events coming up January 24th. Got one big event in Fort Smith, Arkansas down in the River Valley. We're talking about the folks with Extreme Fighting Inc. They have their big event coming up down there. Fort Smith Convention Center got some great title fights lined up on that show. Also going to get with Theron Cobb and some of the fighters with Extreme Fighting Inc. Get them on the air. Get them talking about their matches. See what we can do for them. Also got Adrenaline Fight League. Got their big event coming up. Springfield, Missouri at the legendary Shrine Mosque. Got four big title fights on that card. Got some women's fights on that card. That's going to be, once again, taking place at the Shrine Mosque. Same thing, you can look up Adrenaline Fight League on Facebook, or you can look them up on Google for ticket information. Also going on this weekend, if you're a 8th grade basketball fan, Life Champs MLK tournament going on down at North Little Rock Hall High School. Going to have a big tournament going on down there this weekend. I'm going to be down there doing some PA announcing for them, so I'm looking forward to that. Starts 9 o'clock Saturday morning. They got two gyms, got boys and girls action going on. Then the finals are going to be Monday back in Little Rock. So if your basketball season is here, so if you're a basketball fan, make sure you check that out. MLK Life Champs MLK Tournament in Little Rock, Arkansas. Just a lot of great stuff going on. Once again, if there's something you want to call in and talk about, 323-642-1128. Or you can go on blogtalkradio.com/TheGregSquirrelShow. Jump in our chat room and leave some comments. Arkansas Razorbacks going to be in action tonight as they travel to Nashville to take, or not Nashville. Crap. I forget the name of the town. Anyway, they're taking on Tennessee Volunteers. I know Jake McBride, good friend of mine, big Tennessee fan. He could probably jump on here real fast and tell you where that is. But Arkansas, 2-0 under conference. They defeated Georgia and then Vanderbilt to get their two conference wins so far. And that bodes good for Arkansas because they're kind of breaking the traditional mold of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Normally in the past, Razorbacks had a hard time on the road. But Arkansas has gotten some good victories on the road. And then, like I say, they jump out, beat Georgia in their crib in Athens, Georgia. And then this weekend, they had Vanderbilt come to town. And so now we got Tennessee at Tennessee. So be exciting to see what the Hogs can do on the road there. I think it's going to be a blowout. Tennessee's vastly improved, but I think Arkansas still that much better. So just going to have to wait and see what happens with the Arkansas Razorbacks right there. Also want to get people calling in, 323-642-1128. Let us know what you think about the new times for the Greg Skrull Show. 9 a.m. We're probably going to do this from now on. 9 a.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you can always come in and listen to the archives. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/Greg Skrull Show. You can go into the archives, listen to any of our past shows. And we appreciate all of our listeners. 323-642-1128 is the call-in number. Dallas Mavericks still on a road, doing good. Especially since they got Rondo from Boston. We're going to hit on that a little bit later. Like I say, we're also going to be talking about more about the college football championship game last night. Playoffs this coming weekend, Super Bowl predictions. We're looking at that, too. So, everybody get a little excited, if you will. We still got some football going on. So, be anxious to see what happens this weekend. As, like I say, we got there's a lot of great football stuff going on. Got the championship playoffs this weekend. Seattle and Green Bay, and then we got Indianapolis and New England. I'm going on the line right now saying my prediction is going to be Seattle and New England in the Super Bowl, and I'm putting my money on Seattle. Why? Because I just cannot stand New England. Feel free to call in with your predictions, 323-642-1128. All right, we're going to take our first break. Once again, Greg Skrull Show brought to you by Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. If you live in that part of Oklahoma and you need some legal representation, check out Nate Hendrickson, attorney at law. And we'll be back on the other side of the break. See you in 2 minutes. Right here on the Greg Skrull Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Don't cry to me if you love me. You would be here with me. You love me. Come find me. Make up your mind.
back right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. It is 9:46, and phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. For the next 15 minutes, we're going to be talking about the college football playoff championship game. Also going to be talking about NFL playoffs and a lot more great stuff. 323-642-1128. If you want to call in, make predictions. We want to hear them. All right. As we were talking about, congratulations, Ohio State Buckeyes. Defeated the Oregon Ducks. And I mentioned before the break, I kind of mentioned the irony in all that ball game is the fact that Urban Meyer, head coach of Ohio State at one time, was the head coach of Florida, an SEC school. So you can honestly say that you had an SEC offense and defense, for that matter, going up against Oregon, and they prevailed. So, you know, once again, big congratulations from that because, I mean, Oregon or Ohio State just had it going on good. I mean, that quarterback, 250 pounds, and I mean, even when he was running, I mean, and then they had Zeke at running back, and he was just running through everybody. And Oregon just did not have the speed, the strength, or the size to handle it. And Marcus Mariota, he just never could get the offense percolating. It's a gimmick offense. You know, my good friend Robert, I hope you're out there listening today. Even he says, I was watching the game with him with some other friends last night, and he said, it's a gimmick offense. And once you pick up on that gimmick offense, you can shut it down. And that's pretty much what happened with Ohio State and Oregon. Like I say, it just seems like, yeah, Ohio or Oregon had some good plays, had a couple of interceptions. But on the offensive side of the ball, they were just really held at a standstill. I don't have the stats here in front of me. Let me flip over here, see if I can find some stats on that. But, Oregon's just, Ezekiel Elliott, 200 plus yards. And I agree. I think he's one of the most underrated quarterbacks in America. So, there you go. Like I say, Ezekiel Elliott, the guy was just running nuts. So, once again, congratulations to Oregon State, Ohio State. Let's see here. The final top 25 is out. And you get. I'm hearing music. Uh-oh. Let me find where this music's coming from. Oh, right there. All right, let's turn that off. I don't know if you listeners heard that. Here's the final top 25. And Arkansas is getting screwed. I mean, we go out, we manhandle Texas. And there's other teams in the top 25 that got their butt kicked in bowl games, and yet they're ranked higher than Arkansas. You got Starting at the top 25, you got Memphis, Louisville, Marshall, Auburn, Utah, USC, Arizona, Kansas State, Ole Miss, Boise State, Clemson, Missouri, Wisconsin, Arizona State, Mississippi State, UCLA, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Baylor, Michigan State, Florida State, Alabama, TCU, Oregon, and then, naturally, number one, Ohio State Buckeyes. I mean, what's Arkansas just still not getting any respect? I mean, we go out, we stomp Texas, and, you know, we play better. You know, how can there be teams in the final top 25? I mean, that's why the top 20, that's why the polls are still screwed. My opinion, the polls are still screwed. There should not be any team in that top 25 that lost their bowl game. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel about it. 323-642-1128. Call in. Let me know how you feel about this. I mean, all I can say right now is keep an eye on Arkansas next year. Brett Bielema doing an awesome job at Arkansas. He's going to be coming, starting his third season next year, and made vast improvements this year. Arkansas made a bowl game. They beat two top 10 teams in a row. Shutouts. We defeated LSU. They didn't score. And then Ole Miss, they didn't score. And then Arkansas makes it to the bowl game. And we defeat Texas. And I admit, you know, Texas is down, but Charlie Strong still knows how to get a good team on the field. And we went out and we beat that team. But yet, when it comes to the polls, we still get the big shaft. 323-642-1128. Maybe there's somebody out there who understands that stuff more than I do. If there is, I want you to call in. Let's talk about this, and somebody explain to me, a simple schmo, Arkansas had one of the most dominant bowl games of any of them. And explain to me how we don't make the final top 25. I'm at a loss for words. I don't know how to explain it. All right, NFL playoffs. Cowboys defeated by Green Bay. And what I still think was a BS ruling. I still believe that should have been a touchdown. And there's going to be your people out there that says, I'm a homer, I'm a root for the, well, maybe so. But I've talked to Dallas fans, I've talked to Green Bay fans. And every one of them have said that should have been a touchdown. But, I mean, so maybe somebody needs to explain that one to me. But the Cowboys did have a good season. Be anxious to see what happens with the Cowboys. Sounds like offensive coordinator Rob, Mariotti or whatever his name is. Sounds like he may be going to Tampa Bay. Excuse me. So be anxious to see what happens with the Cowboys in the offseason. Be anxious to see what they do in the draft. The draft is going to be coming up before too long. Speaking of the draft, word coming out of Arkansas, Darius Filon is declaring for the draft. Going to leave Arkansas early. We wish Darius Filon luck. We're hoping he would come back and be a leader on that defense next year. So we'll just have to wait and see. So right now, phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If you're out there listening to the Greg Skrull Show this morning, call in with your Super Bowl predictions. We got the AFC championship game this coming weekend. Indianapolis Colts taking on the New England Patriots, and I'm putting my money on New England. I would love to see Indianapolis win. But I don't think Andrew Luck, as good a quarterback as he is, I just don't think he has the equipment and the personnel that Tom Brady and the Patriots have. So we'll just have to see what goes on right there. And then you jump over on the NFC Championship game. Got the Green Bay Packers taking on Seattle. And I think Seattle has just enough meanness in their defense that they're going to be coming after Aaron Rodgers. He had a strained calf, I believe is what it was, in his game against the Cowboys. And you could tell Aaron Rodgers wasn't as mobile, wasn't able to do some of the normal things Aaron Rodgers does because he just didn't have the legs. But he still made some great plays. I'll give Aaron Rodgers that. He's a good quarterback. And he did make some great plays. But I just don't think he has what it takes to beat Seattle. I think Seattle has just enough meanness in them that you could see Aaron Rodgers out of that game early. If Seattle wants to, you could see Aaron Rodgers out of that game a little bit early. 323-642-1128. Like I say, the phone lines are open. Call in with your predictions. We're coming to the bottom of the hour, 9:30 Central Time. Coming up on the other side of the break, we're going to be talking NCAA basketball. We're also going to be talking about the NBA. Got some pro wrestling news, and we're also going to hit on the MMA. So if you're a fan of any of those sports and you want to call in, you have a question or a comment, something you want to talk about, I may not have the answer, but I'll be glad to let you know my opinion. 323-642-1128. We're going to take a quick break. Brought to you, the Greg Skrull Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Brought to you by Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. For all your weddings, proms, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, birthday parties. Also have karaoke services available. Get a hold of the folks at Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services, 888-361-8725. We'll be back in 2 minutes right here on the Greg Skrull Show on Blog Talk Radio. right here on the Greg Sproul Show, right here, blogtalkradio.com/the Greg Sproul Show. I want to listen to all my friends out there listening today. I appreciate each and every one of you. 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open. If you want to call in, if there's something you want to talk about, we will be glad to talk about it. All right, let's talk basketball. I don't even want to go over my college bowl game pick'ems because I kind of stunk it up this year. So I guess I get to keep the prize valued at $150. Or over $150. Don't forget it, we got that big MLK Life Champs MLK tournament coming up in Little Rock, Arkansas this coming weekend. I'm going to be down there doing the PA announcing. So we invite everybody to come down to Little Rock, Arkansas for some basketball action. All right, talking NBA, LeBron was at the championship game last night. Naturally, in Ohio, playing for the Cavs. Why did he ever go back there? They don't have the tools he had when the personnel when he was there before. They just kind of dismantled when he left. And now he's back. I don't understand it. All right. Oh, let's see. LeBron James could return tonight. Been dealing with an injury. So, kind of dealing with that. Word coming out of Phoenix that the Suns have acquired Brandon Wright, formerly of the Dallas Mavericks. So, anxious to see what happens there. Kevin Garnett was ejected from a ball game for headbutting Dwight Howard. What are these people thinking? The 76ers has suspended Andre Kirilenko. He failed to report. So he's going to be out of action, and that kind of hurts the 76ers. Got some people sending me some messages. Great to see them. Ricky Williams, the director of the Life Champs MLK Tournament in Little Rock, Arkansas, he's sending me some messages. So excited to be a part of that. So, all right. Or not Philadelphia. Who was I thinking? The 76ers. Let's see. Like I say, Kevin Garnett was ejected after headbutting Dwight Howard. Rockets were taking on the Nets last night. So, Jeff Green and Russ Smith are headed to Memphis. And a three-team NBA trade. Memphis acquired Green from the Celtics and the Smith from New Orleans. On the other end of that, the Celtics pick up Tajon Prince and a future first-round draft pick from Memphis and guard Austin Rivers from New Orleans. And the Pelicans get Quincy Pondexter and a second round pick from Memphis. Let's see here. Green, he was averaging 7.6 points with 4.3 rebounds and 1.6 assists and 33 starts with Boston. Let's see here. Prince was averaging 7.3 points, 3.2 rebounds, 1.4 assists in 26 games with Memphis. And Rivers was averaging 6.8 points, 1.9 rebounds, and 2.5 assists in 35 games for the Pelicans. Is that an intimidating? Is that an intimidating mascot? 323-642-1128. Give me your opinion on that. I'm trying to decide if that is an intimidating mascot. I don't know. You tell me. Hey, we got some phone numbers lighting up. Let's go to the phone line. Who do we got on the show today?
Are you talking to me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. This is Dave the Butcher Clifford. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, Dave, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? One of my ring-announcing brethren, Dave the Butcher Clifford, up there in the Iowa area. What's going on, big man?
Well, actually, I'm in northern Michigan, my man, but I do a lot of work in Iowa, so I can see where that happens, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, oh,
That,
yeah,
that means I'm
right.
doing good.
You do a lot of traveling. So what brings
Pardon?
You on the show today, Cliff?
Well, I love talking sports. It's my birthday today, and I'm letting my family sleep in a little bit so my daughter and my wife can get their beauty sleep. So I heard you talking a little about the NBA, and I wanted to kind of let you know that don't look now, but my Detroit Pistons, with our Ron Jeremy lookalike at the helm on the sidelines, are going to make a run this year, brother.
Man, was that – did we just have a Ron Jeremy reference on my show? Wait a minute.
Our coach, homie, you know, the Pistons
yeah.
coach, Van Gundy is a dead ringer for Ron Jeremy. And I'll tell you what, the rest of our division is going to be at the mercy.
Hey, man, I got to admit, Detroit's really coming on. They, you know, I'm a Mavericks fan, and – Dallas just kind of ran into a little buzzsaw when they played Detroit last week, and that game kind of that one kind of shocked me.
I'll tell you, getting rid of Josh Smith was should be that should get him Coach of the Year right there. That cleaned up the team. I mean, basketball is such an emotional game that when you have someone that doesn't fit or that wants to run around being a diva like that, when you get rid of them, you start winning games, and we've got a lot of young talent on that squad.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I could point fingers and name some couple of divas I could think of that are total ball hogs, and they're cancer in the dressing room, because when you got other good players, and like you said, Detroit's got a lot of young, great upcoming players. I mean, you get rid of that cancer, and it really gives them younger players a chance to shine.
I agree, very much so, and they can learn properly. You know, when you learn from somebody in the clubhouse that's going to get what he wants by storming around the place, you know, if you came up with Allen Iverson, I mean, it might take you a little while, Sprewell, to learn how to deal with coaches and things like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree. But, you know, Detroit, I mean, they had some awesome runs back in the 90s. They had Grant Hill and some of them guys up there, and that's when they were fun to watch.
Oh, I'm telling you. And then, of course, the bad boy stays with my boy, the Buddha, James Edwards, just chimed in on my Facebook to wish me a happy birthday, by the way, and Vinny the Microwave and everything. But I just wanted to call in and tell you I love what you're doing. I like the platform that you talk all sports. And how about the Big Ten finally getting a national championship?
Hey, man, was that exciting or what?
It's tough because my Spartans lost to both those teams. That, you know, the national championship came through East Lansing this year, like it or not. And it's hard to root for the Buckeyes. But I'll tell you, it was just like watching the Cowboys and the Packers play. I swear I was rooting for Al-Qaeda in that contest.
Wow. I mean, I don't know what it was. I mean, Oregon just, for some reason, just really couldn't get it going. They got a couple of surprises in there, was able to score. But really, for the most games, Urban Meyer had Big Zeke running nuts. And where do you find a 250-pound quarterback? I'm like, God. And – And Oregon, they're trying to arm tackle him, and you know that's not going to work when you got a guy that size.
What I've always loved, and this is a classic Rose Bowl throwback type matchup, you know, with the Pac-10 versus Big Ten. I always loved those matchups watching the Big Ten, watching the Rose Bowl, because you would get the gritty Midwestern run the ball versus your run and shoots versus your flashy pass offense. And their defenses were always, they seemed to be a little smaller, you know, geared towards covering four receivers. And I think that we got a little bit of throwback in this game last night. And we also saw that defense and defensive schemes can really screw up a high-powered offense. And when you hold them down in points like they did, they really scramble. And when you can keep their offense off the field like Ohio State did, they're going to win.
Okay, so you mentioned Michigan State earlier, David. So I've got to put the question out there. How many years till Harbaugh has the Wolverines back on the scene?
Oh, man, it's going to happen quick. They're already, of course, living in Michigan and being a Spartan fan. All of my Wolverine friends are telling me everything that's happening in the recruiting now, all the guys that are coming back. Michigan is happy. I mean, the whole state, even though even little brother here in East Lansing, okay, we're happy too. Because when Michigan is playing well, there's just an aura that surrounds the Great Lakes. And I don't mind it. And it's going to be that much more fun. Because these last four or five victories in a row that we have over the Wolverines, they've been a little meaningless because there's been an asterisk there. They had some crappy coaches. Their athletes weren't the best. They had some crappy seasons. We became big brother. So I want some competitive games. And I'm going to say 2 years before they're talked about for a playoff. 2 years.
Well, I definitely think Michigan hit a home run when they got Harbaugh away from the Niners. And I'm giving it 2-3 years because, you know, you got to cycle out the players that was there under the previous coaches, bring in his players that fit his system. So, a perfect example of that, look, being down here in Arkansas, you got to talk about Brett Bielema and what he's been able to do down here at Arkansas. I mean, he took over when he was at Wisconsin. I mean, you take over for one of the most legendary football coaches out there, Barry Alvarez, and he did great work at Wisconsin. Crap, they beat Nebraska. I mean, that don't happen every day. Now he's down here in Arkansas. I mean, his first year they were crappy, and they were definitely there. I mean, the Bama game, and we were so close to beating Alabama, and then we throw two shutouts against two top 10 teams when Arkansas defeated LSU. Then they come back a week later and they defeat Ole Miss.
That was awesome. Arkansas is my favorite team to come out of the SEC. I always root for them, generally as an underdog, but I like their squad. I like the way they recruit, and I think Bielema is really going to turn that program around. And I think the SEC is seeing a change in the guard. I mean, with Urban Meyer defeating Nick Saban.
I agree. And then, I mean, you probably heard me talking earlier on the show, talking about the bowl games. I mean, Arkansas had one of the most dominating bowl games. Now, like I mentioned, Texas is down. They're rebuilding also, but they got a great coach in Charlie Strong.
I agree.
I mean, Texas will be back, but Arkansas just went down there 31-7 in the Houston Bowl. So that tells me a lot right there. And I'm like you. I think that picking on Arkansas, picking on Michigan, some of these teams that have been down the last couple of seasons, I think those days are done. And like I say, Bama's going to be Bama. You know, Bama turns away athletes because they got so many kids wanting to come down there. I'm anxious to see what happens over at Florida. You know, then Notre Dame, they're slowly making their comeback. And then, of course, you head out there.
And then you
go out there and you talk about the pack, USC. Boy, they're a teeter-totter team right now, in my opinion.
Don't forget Arizona State if you're talking Pac-10.
Arizona State, I mean, you gotta love the Sun Devils. I mean, what could be said about that? But then, you know, you do got Oregon. I kind of see them kind of having maybe a drop-off because, you know, people are starting to pick up that gimmick offense. You know, they're still running Chip Kelly. They're still running his old offense out there. And that's what Ohio State did. They realized what was going on. But I will point out one thing, and I am surprised. Mm-hmm. I am surprised that the Oregon coaches up in the press box didn't pick up on it. But if you noticed, Ohio State was running a silent count. Because if you go back and you watch some replays of the game, the quarterback for Ohio State was clapping his hands, and 2 seconds later they were snapping the ball.
Yeah, that's big. That's huge. And what that does is exploit your front four, which Oregon is weak. That's their weakest position is defensive line.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's where the game is won and lost, in the trenches.
Yeah, and like I say, I'm surprised that the Oregon coach didn't pick up on that and get a message down to the sideline to keep an eye on the quarterback's timing when he claps. You know, 2 seconds later, he's got the ball in his hand. And I'm surprised. I don't know if they did pick up on it and there was nothing they could do about it or just what, but – I was over at some friends, and we were having a watch party last night, and that was the first thing I noticed. And I even pointed it out to a friend of mine. I said, watch the silent count. He's clapping his hands, and 2 seconds later, he's got the ball. And sure enough, for the rest of the game, when he claps, one, two, boom, one, two, boom, you know. But, you know, it was
one
of
the things
game.
I really love about college football and why I think – as far as team sports go, besides maybe college basketball, which is pretty fun to watch too. I think as far as team sports go, one of the things I really love about college football, besides the rivalries and the fun that fans can have, is it really is about the coach.
When
you see a coach that can perform in the postseason, now this is a different postseason for a guy like Urban Meyer, who's been coaching along, all these coaches, you know, they've been in the game for a long time. This is the first time that they don't have like an entire 6 or 8 weeks of no football to prepare for one game.
All right.
With what he did in a short time, implementing that silent count, which they did throughout the season. They threw my Spartans off with that. They played the number one defense in the country and had a shootout with us because of that count and a lot of their game planning. And so when you talk about guys like Urban Meyer coming to the Big Ten and then bringing a national title there within a couple of years, it just shows you how – and I enjoy that because, you know, football is a strategy game. And when you talk about strategy games, the general is the most important person in the equation. And so I really do enjoy that, and I'm so glad to have Harbaugh back coaching young athletes and young Americans and future, you know, business owners, future workers, future CEOs, not just people who get paid to play football and run around like divas. I think that Harbaugh had a hard time corralling and getting people who are doing it for money to buy into, and it showed in the postseason.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get to the NFL, and you do. You got the egos, and you got the guy saying, you know, I want this amount of money or I'm going to sit out. You got the college kids that are like, hey, you know, we're here. We want to play, and we want to play for this coach. That's why we picked this school. And so I think Harbaugh's in a cushy spot right now. I mean, because the kids, they're going to see Harbaugh. They're going to see what he's done in the past, and they're going to like, hey, that's a coach I want to play on. So, like I say, 2-3 years, Michigan will be back, and that conference is going to be fun again. that conference kind of lost some of its luster, in my opinion, because you didn't have Michigan dominating Michigan
State.
Ohio State
wasn't allowed in the postseason for a while.
Right. What, we were talking about that. What, where is Jim Tressel, Ohio State's former coach?
I walked into a Walmart in Dayton to pick up some honey and some lozenges, and he greeted me at the door.
Wow.
No, I'm just... But, hey, man, I really do appreciate you taking the call, and I'll let you get to your next one, bro. I don't want to dominate your show, but this is great, Greg. You got a listener in me, brother.
Hey, David, I appreciate you better, buddy. Hey, where are you announcing this weekend?
I'm off this weekend. Since there's only one show going on in the state, and it's quite a far ways away. But start right up, and starting next weekend through June, every weekend I'm busy, so I'll keep you posted. But home
awesome.
This weekend, me and the family.
Well, there you go, man. I'm announcing a basketball tournament this weekend. So
enjoy yourself.
Go down to the central part of Arkansas and have some fun down there. David Clifford. Hey, my new buddy. I'm glad having you on the show. Feel free to call in anytime, man.
Thank you, Greg. Love the show.
All right,
thank
David.
You.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, and if anybody can vouch for this, David Clifford, because he is up there in that area. And I'm saying, Arbaugh up at Michigan, that's going to be some fun football. And like I say, you got Michigan State. Consistently got it going on up there, and of course you got Ohio State, who defending national champions. So that conference is going to become fun again. I just have no doubt about that. So I'm anxious to see Urban Meyer and Harbaugh square off against each other, the battle of wits, two of the top coaches out there. And like I say, going to be 2-3 seasons. Let Michigan get in some of Arbaugh's type of players that he wants. And, you know, that's the same thing that happened down here at Arkansas when Brett Bielema came down from Wisconsin. You had to bring in, get Bielema. He was dealing with the Petrino leftovers. And so you had to get in. And they were great players, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, you look at the constant stat for Arkansas. That was the big highlight of all the whole season, is the fact that Arkansas linemen were bigger than NFL linemen. But they had speed. And that's going to be the exciting thing, is now you bring in Bielema's third class, recruiting class. And I'm still telling you, Arkansas's best quarterback hasn't even touched the field yet. Rafe Peavy, he was a redshirt this season. And as much as I respect Brandon Allen, we're going to have a quarterback controversy here at Arkansas. Because you got Brandon Allen, you got his little brother Austin Allen, but then you got Rafe Peavy. And so there come spring ball, just a couple of weeks away, spring ball is going to be starting up. And that's why the bowl games are so good for a lot of these college programs, because you got the early enrollees. So they were able to go ahead and practice with the team. Gave them some extra practices heading into spring ball. So they got that advantage now over the freshmen that are going to be coming in the spring. And so, but like I say, there is going to be a quarterback controversy at Arkansas. I smell it. And I see it coming. But, like I say, as much as I respect Brandon Allen, I just do not see him being the starting quarterback when Arkansas takes the field next September. Speaking of which, you know, people are still talking about the SEC kind of being down and Arkansas. I mean, when the final results are in, Arkansas had one of the top 10 toughest schedules of 105 D1 schools. And Arkansas, everybody wants to talk about SEC and how they're, you know, losing it. And Arkansas came out of nowhere and had one of the toughest schedules. And so, like I told Dave Clifford, I think the Razorbacks are back. I mean, you give them one more and totally get Bielema's kids in here that he wants running his type of program, and it's going to be some fun football. We'll take on the Notre Dames. We'll take on the Ducks. We'll take on Ohio State, USC, Florida State, Oregon, whoever. All right, the little girl in my ear is saying we got 90 seconds left on the show. Once again, I want to say a big thank you, David Clifford, for calling in to today's show. Once again, let's touch on the MMA events coming up in the area. Like I say, this weekend, Brawl Inc. going to be in Branson, Missouri. You can look them up on Facebook for ticket information. Get out and support your local MMA. And then the 24th, you have XFI ICE, Fort Smith Convention Center, Little Rock, Arkansas, or Fort Smith, Arkansas. And then I'll be at Springfield for the Adrenaline Fight League at the legendary Shrine Mosque Auditorium. XFI ICE is going to be at the Fort Smith Convention Center. And once again, there's other great MMA promotions going on throughout the state. Rage in the Cage, Oklahoma City, they got a big event coming up over there. We're going to be back here Thursday, same bat time, same bat channel, 9 o'clock right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So until then, don't forget you can listen to our replays in the archives. And write our phone number down, 323-642-1128. We are out of here. We will see you Thursday on the Greg Squirrel Show, Blog Talk Radio. See ya.